Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And speaking of schools, and I talked earlier about how it's really always a pleasure when we have the chance to follow up on stories. And University High School of Science and Engineering in Hartford tried to help their students get to school in different ways as they were having trouble. And so got them the ability to take the bus for nothing. And Principal Sean Tominey said he'd come back when he had some data. And he's with us now. Happy New Year, sir. How are you?
Happy New Year to you. I'm doing well.
How's by the way, just general, how's school going?
It's going really well. You know, we're coming back from the Christmas break. It was a little longer this year, so everybody's refreshed. We're moving into exams. No snow days, which is good. So I'm glad the snow's coming in on Monday when we're off. But you know what? I mean, I just like being around kids, so I'm glad to be back at work.
Well, you're at the right job. My wife's the same way. She works at a high school as well. And
nice.
Whenever her job takes her away from the kids, she's like, what am I doing? You know, like,
yep.
And I'm sure you have more meetings than you want to as principal. listen, can you explain to people again what you decided to do for the kids?
All right. So coming into the pandemic, city buses were free. And so what happened is that I started noticing that some of my kids, like the attendance got better and they were going to sporting events. They were doing things because the city bus was free, especially like our kids that needed the most, right? That needed the most access to the supports were doing that. Then when the state ended those free buses, I started seeing kids not participating, kids not doing certain things. So I started a social justice league, and we petitioned the state to add to the budget or create a law where all high school kids have the ability to ride the city bus or CT transit for free 24/7. Out of that came $175,000 that they gave to Hartford and New Haven. I convinced the superintendent, Dr. Leslie Torres, to give me the $175,000, which was a little scary. And I bought, I think I'm close to 6,000 31-day passes. So then I'm now handing those out to my kids at my school, Weaver, Buckley, New Visions program, and trying to track some data to try to show how it can impact kids' education.
Okay. And so what did you find?
So the first month data in terms of rides, right? I had 333 students who took 4,917 rides in one month.
And how do you know they didn't just take the passes? How do you know they used them?
When they gave me the passes, every bus pass has a serial number on it.
Yeah.
So I created spreadsheets for all the different things, and I have those spreadsheets, and every kid gets when I give out a ticket, Sean Tominey gets 1, 2, 3, 4. So then the people at CT Transit, Mr. Limmer, just give him a little shout out, gave me all the data. So they know what tickets they gave me.
Wow.
So they can track when they're swiped and what routes they're taking. And I'm working, trying to get some other data from them too.
So but give me the numbers again. How many rides?
333 kids took 4,917 rides in November.
And we're talking with Sean Tominey, principal at University High School of Science and Engineering in Hartford. What I don't understand is why can't we just, and again, I'm not like a government giveaway guy, but why can't we just get every kid who signs up, say, a yearly pass?
I mean, that's what I'm fighting for, right? Like, it's to me, this is kind of a no-brainer. But I think part of it also is we don't see it, right? I've worked in Harvard for 25-plus years, and it took the pandemic and my buddy Juan Cruz for me to go, wow, wait a second. He's not access. He came to school because he could ride the city bus. It was he's 1.9 miles, and he's like, you're lucky I came in. It's cold.
Yeah.
Right? So I think a majority of the state, or I don't know, whatever it is, I think a lot of us don't see it because both of my sons, whatever they wanted to do, they did because I drove them.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yep. They had a car when they were a teenager, you know, like yep. They had access to all of that. And I think sometimes unless you live it, you don't see it. So that's what I'm trying to do is like point out to people like, hey, we have all these wonderful programs, right? The Dalio Foundation, the 119K Disconnected Youth, All these community surf programs. They're great, but if I can't get there, then I can't access it.
So what is the next step? Are you going to package this up to ask for more like a, so you don't have to fight for something annually, or is there going to be another, like what's going to happen in this legislative session with this data? So, is there a plan for the next step?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm a high school principal, so I don't really know what I'm doing in terms of politics, but I'm trying and I'm learning. I'm getting a lot of help from Jay Staines at the Center for Latino Studies, but last week we met with the transportation committee from the state house. They're on board. They asked a bunch of questions. They're looking for data too. Then we're going to meet with the education committee, and when we're meeting with Montanez, who is the governor's special advisor, and we're meeting with her at the end of the month to see how we can get this to become a permanent thing, right? Like, places around the country to do this already.
You might want to talk to Jason Rojas too. He's the majority leader in the House, but he's also the chief of staff at Trinity College, which is obviously a huge partner in Hartford. He might be really helpful. I'm just brainstorming here. I've talked on the show, irrespective of this conversation, about how, you know, when it comes to tax money and what have you, if somebody's taking the bus, they need to take the bus. And they're they're trying, right? They're making the effort, whatever it is, whether it's going to work or going to school or going to see their grandmother. They're making an effort to do something, and I think that needs to be supported, you know. And I don't mind my tax money going toward that kind of stuff. That's just how I feel. So,
well, and here's the thing: I don't think it's gonna. I mean, what's the real cost? The buses are already running, right? So it's not like we're gonna have to buy new buses. We're gonna have to hire more bus drivers. We're gonna have to, you know, do different things. The buses are already running,
right?
And they're not full.
Well, let us know how things go as the session goes on. Because if you run into stumbling blocks, maybe we can help. That's A.
All right.
Now B, really quickly, we only have about a minute, but how are things going with technology in the classroom? We did a story this morning on Zins. You know, the little nicotine pouches. I'm curious if you have trouble with that stuff.
What do you mean with the kids using? I mean, are you talking about the kids? Technology or
yes, I'm talking about cell phones. How's that working? And then I wanted to ask you about Zins.
We don't have a ton of issues with cell phones, but you know, again, this isn't going to make me popular with some people, but because I'm not going to do the pouches. What I'm looking at is that just like anything else, right? If you design an engaging lesson, then they're not taking out their phones. If you're making the cell phones a part of what you're doing in class, then it becomes a tool, right? I think we're trying to fight something, then it's a wave and it's coming and we can't do it, right? I'm incorporating AI into all of my classes and all in my own work because we're fighting something that's coming, right? We can't fight it, so we've got to learn how to use it. So as a school, I'm opposed to the pouches, the yonder pouches and stuff like that. And I'm more focused on having my teachers design and have the best possible lessons that they can have so they're engaging so that the kids aren't on their phone.
Got it. How about the Zins? Do you see the kids using those?
You mean the vaping?
The nicotine pouches.
I don't see the pouches. You know, we have the vaping is going on, which, you know, that just becomes a product of whenever I'm walking the hallways, I'm walking in the bathrooms, the boys' bathroom,
yeah.
Right? And then my female staff is going in the bathrooms. But you know, when I went to high school, they had the hill you could go out and smoke. You could smoke a cigarette on. So
I hear you.
You know, it's an ongoing battle. And I don't know the medical around it, but I'm guessing that the vaping stuff is a lot more dangerous.
Yeah. No, I was just curious. I always like to ask these questions when I get educators. Hey, listen, Sean, thank you so much. Keep up the good work, and let's keep talking.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.